T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We're talking vaccines and mandates this morning with political analyst Sarah Isker. I don't know, Sarah, can we get any more divided over vaccines and mandates at this point?
Don't even ask the question.
Right.
Concerned, the answer was always yes.
You know, it seems like we were told in the beginning to flatten the curve. And then we were told the vaccine is the way out of this. And now there's really no exit ramp. We've gone from hesitancy to hostility because of these mandates. Booster shots were good, we were told. And then the FDA expert said, no, you know, we oppose the plan right now for everybody. Where are we?
Well, look, we have good news and bad news. The good news is that you have this Delta Airlines had this experiment where they made a vaccine mandate or you would pay $200 out of your paycheck. They had 20,000 employees who weren't vaccinated. 4,000 got the vaccine in that first week or 2 weeks of that mandate. That's the wiggle room people, the people who were happy to get vaccinated, but just, you know, hadn't bothered to do it yet. Those are the people we want to target and persuade. Hey, look, this is safe. It's easy. Just go do it. It'll protect your family. It'll protect all these kids who are unvaccinated. No downside. Now, the problem, as you said, is that 16,000 who's like, no, I'd rather lose my job. Now the question is, what do we do about them? But look, let me tell you the other bad news, which is this is a pandemic. It's something we haven't experienced. So I think I'm a little more sympathetic to, hey, they said this vaccine was all we were going to need, but it turns out there are these variants and everything else. And so you might need a booster shot if you fall into one of the more vulnerable groups. We're learning as we go here, same as you guys. That's how it's been for a year now, and I think it's going to continue that way. Now, there's a big legal question of whose responsibility is this? Is it President Biden who announced this mandate? Is it Congress who chose not to put a mandate into any of the COVID laws that they've passed so far? Or is it private employers like Delta and others to decide for themselves?
Right. And a lot of employers, even locally here, are asking those same questions. But the more the mandates, the more the resistance, right?
Yeah, I mean, politically, for instance, we have 75% of U.S. adults who have the vaccine. So the Biden administration feels like they're on pretty solid ground as far as that's concerned. The Republicans want this to look like Obamacare, the Obamacare fight of, you know, 2010, 2012. But this isn't Obamacare in a lot of ways. It's not Obamacare legally, and I don't think it's Obamacare politically either. I think to the extent it galvanizes Republicans, it's going to be a relatively smaller percentage of the party than Obamacare because so many Republicans are vaccinated.
We're running a web poll on WBEN.com this morning asking people what they are, because it seems like you're one of three categories. You're either pro-vaccine and pro-mandate, you're pro-vaccine and anti-mandate, or you're anti-vaccine and mandate, right? Now, here, right now, looking at the poll, 52% say they're in that middle group, pro-vaccine and anti-mandate. But it seems like the administration doesn't recognize that, right?
Yeah. Now, the question, the next question that you'd want to ask if you were a pollster for that middle group is how strongly they feel about that. Is it like, look, I got the vaccine, but like, I don't really want to put a mandate on other people, meh? Or is it, I got the vaccine and I absolutely, it is my number one issue, do not think vaccine mandates are okay. And I think what you're going to find with that middle group is they may be pro-vaccine, anti-mandate, but they probably don't feel that strongly. It's not their number one issue, for instance, heading into the midterm election. That's going to be the economy, or it's going to be COVID restrictions in general, you know, how the schools are reopening, things like that. So I'm curious. I want to see more data on those middle people, because I agree that's actually going to be the, like, a big chunk of people. But how strongly do they feel? What do they really mean by their anti-mandate, et cetera?
And is the administration trying to pit the vaccinated against the unvaccinated?
Well, we have certainly seen language to that effect, but even from Republicans. Remember, Kay Ivey in Alabama was the first one to say, this is now a pandemic of the unvaccinated. There's no question in my mind that the data tells us if everyone had gotten vaccinated on the same day, you know, March 1st of this year, we would no longer have COVID in this country, really. The problem is, we didn't have enough vaccines to get everyone vaccinated all on the same day. And as we've seen, not everyone wants to get vaccinated. And the result of that is that we still have spread in communities, especially now we're seeing large numbers of children test positive, the largest numbers that we've seen this year, who can't get vaccinated. And we're going to have variants because of that, because as the virus moves from person to person, it changes slightly its genetic structure. And as those variants become more different from the original that we got vaccinated for, that's where the real danger is going to be. And that's what's frightening to me, is this, as you said, is turning into a political issue. It is still very much a medical issue, and yet we're going to all bicker about it as if it were nothing more, you know, than a public policy issue that we just can fight about for as long as we want.
Do you think that some of this hostility is also coming from the fact that it seems medical experts, as well as the administration, are largely ignoring natural immunity? You don't even hear anything about natural immunity anymore.
That's because for a lot of cases, we're not sure what the natural immunity is. You know, for instance, I had chickenpox twice. They told us that was impossible. But if you have a mild case the first time, you're very likely to get chickenpox the second time. By the way, I hear kids now get chickenpox vaccines. That sounds so lovely. I still have chickenpox scars. So I think that they have so much data on the vaccines. They know the vaccines are safe for people who have already had COVID, that for them it's kind of a no-brainer, because there's no real way to know how much immunity you got from having COVID already. If you had a mild case versus a severe case, and how do you tell people where they fall on that spectrum?
All right, Sarah, nice talking with you this morning. Thank you. Sarah Isker, political analyst.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.